Time now for your letters. We heard last week from Jesse Hardin, a reporter whose father is afflicted with Parkinson's disease. The story told about the emotional isolation as well as the physical hardships caused by the disease.
In most ways, Parkinson's is just as hard on my mom, who acknowledges that her partnership with my dad is inherently imbalanced now. He needs her in a way that she does not need him.
Many listeners were touched by the Hardman family story. Joe Varga shared his experience with us on NPR.org. He writes, "My father also had the deep brain stimulator device installed, and his Parkinson's tremors are minimized. However, he continues to deteriorate in so many other ways. This once brilliant, gifted man is now reduced to being an observer in the world. He cannot speak and be understood. His hands cannot turn the page of a book. He does, however, approach each day with dignity and thereby continues to teach us all." And Julie Tannenbaum of New City, New York, writes, "My father is also suffering from Parkinson's, dementia, and is living in a home. It is so true that you don't know what or how to react when you are not part of the group who suffers from these insidious diseases. My children don't understand, and my sister and mother don't understand, and it took my diagnosis to fully get what my father is going through." We also spoke with Alan Conner, who shared his ideas on the meaning behind the most popular song ever in the United Kingdom, Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody.
Mama just killed a man, put a gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead.
Richard Mandel of Canoga Park, California, shared his interpretation and writes, "I'm an English teacher and a longtime Queen fan, and I find that Bohemian Rhapsody bears a striking similarity to Albert Camus' master novella, The Stranger. Both have a sociopathic killer with serious mom issues, and both featured condemned men who only explore the meaning of their lives because of their impending deaths." Richard Knott in Washington State had a more straightforward take on the song. He writes, "Mr. Simon, your question as to why Bohemian Rhapsody is still popular bespoke the obvious answer. It's good. Okay, really, really, really good. But still, isn't that why anything endures?"
Nothing really matters to me.
Well, we've been around for a while, and welcome your comments. Go to NPR.org and click on the Contact Us link. You can also post a comment on Facebook or Twitter at NPR Weekend, all one word. You can send me a tweet at NPR Scott Simon.